Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 10:22, and it is 2021. I tell you, I'm still having a Skype problem. They don't want me to get up on the Skype for some reason, and whatever it is, my Skype is all goofed up at my end, not at the satellite uplink guys. They're doing a good job, but whatever it is, I'm on the little talkie, you know, tin can strung out across the trees and what have you. So here you go. You know, I mean, it's there's power in the blood of Jesus. I'm going to start off tonight with a few prayers, just real quick. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will go to Lady J and her husband, and they both have the COVID. Lord Jesus, I pray for that you go to Lady J and then to her husband, and that you provide them with medical miracles, Lord, to remove the COVID from them, to restore them back to health and full function. Lord Jesus, Lady J has started a whole revolution of canning again in the in that area, and the preparedness down there in the Smokies and the Blue Ridge, and she is your daughter, Lord Jesus, let me tell you. So let's give her medical miracles and her husband medical miracles, and in your name I pray, Lord Jesus. I also want to pray tonight again for Krissa. I just feel that Krissa, may the Lord Jesus come to you right now. Lord Jesus, go to Krissa. Krissa's in Iowa. Go to her right now, Lord, and if you will touch her and provide her medical miracles and restore her back to health. And Lord Jesus, there is a family, and recently in California, where a deputy sheriff died of the COVID after a long bout, and I know you've got him in heaven, Lord Jesus, but right now, Lord, will you protect and his family, his wife, T, and her children, would you protect them against all evil and provide them superabundance in the time to come, Lord, so that they may endure it to the end, and the same shall be saved, just as you tell us in, Lord Jesus, in Matthew 24, and then in Matthew 25, you tell us to be prepared. Oh, Lord Jesus, in your name I pray, and there's so many others out there, I just can't think of all of them at the moment, so just suffice to say that you know who they are, Lord. You go to them right now. And those that are yours, it would be thy will. And I pray that you would provide them with the medical miracle as we speak. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, it just gets wilder and wilder and wilder. And I'm just going to say this. The CDC changing the definition of fully vaccinated. Oh, well, like you got to have 17 vaccinations now, or 14 boosters, or whatever. The time for this crap is all done. The time for this crap is all done. What they're going to do is they're going to make everybody, just like Nazi Germany or Communist China or Stalin's Soviet Union, they're going to make everybody a criminal, try to make everybody a criminal and use their bayonets and bullets and club, billy clubs and butts of the guns to try to coerce you into doing it. You'll have to be in lines for food. You'll have to get vaxxed up. And I'm going to tell you, you take these vaccines based on what I've seen from, you know, Carrie Madej and from Sherry Tenpenny and from all the good doctors, Mikovits, the German doctor who had the two attorneys on the video that showed the stuff in these things, all of these good doctors, Dr. Lee Merritt, the other, the ones, the frontline doctors, all of them, but I can't remember all their names. It's just incredible the amount of information that's out there. And the fact of the matter is, we now know, based on what's in there, that this stuff can cause a thing of the Borg, can cause your brain to be of the Borg, okay? So consequently, it is just wild beyond belief. And by the Borg, I mean that they're controlling your stuff. You're starting to see people take on a group think, all right? And I'm going to tell you what, the only group think you need to have is that there's power in the blood of Jesus. And that is the group think you need to have. If you have not availed yourself, if you have not repented of your sins to the Lord Jesus and asked him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then what are you waiting for? This is the best deal in town. You're sitting out there, you're backslid, you got a thousand faces that you see before you can't even get to sleep. And I'm talking about people that I know who have to drink two piss of whiskey to get to bed halfway even. All right? Then it's time to repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart and be your Savior. On the other hand, it doesn't mean that you have to sit down and be a sissy and all of that kind of stuff either. Because I'm going to tell you what, when they come for you, they come for your family, do not go into their Luciferian knife out of bite. Now, I understand there was to be some training down in around the ocean in that area, in that county down there that I believe is a sanctuary for Second Amendment County. But it got some play in the Kansas City Star from that Judy Thomas. I think she's the one that also years ago went after Terry Reed and different people, what have you. So now I've understood that this was going to be Salt and Light ministry, Coach Dave and the different people involved with it to do some basic training of how to defend themselves for Christians. Now I understand possibly that in an update that training has been canceled. So if it has been, then I would say this, then maybe you ought to just have it and not advertise it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you ought to have it and not advertise it, because when you do, you get 7,500 federal agents who go down there. And I've been to those old Mid-America Constitution conventions and all that stuff. And I remember going down to Carthage, Missouri, and that was after Terry Reed was attacked by the Kansas City Star. And it was out down there at the Precious Moments, in that area down in there, back a number of years ago. And anyway, it was a very good session. But I also remember at that thing, every third guy was about a bed walking around asking you some kind of a trick question, you know, to get you there. Is this where you go to get the Nazi blah 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 blah, and then sign up for the killer club, and you know, stupid crap like that? And I always used to tell them back then, and I would, you know, you can see them coming a mile away now. Tell them to go fish, you know, go fish in the Italian way, you know, bop bop, you know, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? So I'll tell you, this thing is going to get wild weasel. I've been telling you about it for years and years and years. Brother Steve Quayle has told you about it. He had a warning out today. Basically, he says it's going to be too late. It's too late right now. This thing is not going to be fixed by all the stuff. And that we're headed somewhere. We're headed somewhere quick. And where is it we're headed? Well, I'll tell you, we can look at it from two different ways or several different ways, but Matthew 24 and Luke 21 are just pretty good as any, you know. Luke 21 gives you a little different idea of what might be happening domestically. But in Matthew 24, I wanted to bring this out because it's quite interesting. All right. And here it is. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning. They're the beginning of sorrows. Got the beginning. You ain't seen nothing yet, and I'm going to tell you. All that rain they created and poured into Northern California and off the Canadian, you know, in Vancouver and B.C. and into the West Coast there, all that stuff where you're going to have, like, tons of snow in the mountains and all that. I was talking to some people up there above Paradise, up on the Good Hill, you know, above Paradise, and They said they had almost 4 inches of rain overnight, you know, at one point in time, probably more now, but they're now talking about, because of all the fires, you're talking about major flash flooding and, mudslides and all kind of crazy junk like that. And there's still fires going on up in there. Dixie Fire, a whole bunch of other fires. Now, maybe it puts them out. But on the other hand, if you get these reservoirs, you start to build these reservoirs up, then those can cause quakes. They can also cause quakes when, kaboom, somebody does something to them. And let's say the Russians got a base up in the Arctic, and they've been putting out a whole lot of big energy from up there. I told you about that last night, but do you see it more like at 3 o'clock in the morning? You don't see it during the daytime necessarily, but then it sets up weather systems and quake problems and stuff. So now, also now, at the Cumbre Vieja in La Palma, they're having 110 quakes over the last night or day, and their quakes have lift the earth up 6, 7, 8 inches. And now you got flooding starting, you got rain starting to have, and then you got steam coming out of the other side of the island. And what that means is you can be having something where that whole plate, that whole shelf, it's about one-third of the island or a quarter of the island, at least a quarter, is going to, if it pops off, then that creates your tsunami wave. Well, what do they got? The pentagram and all the, you know, EIEIOs got a whole lot of train cars ready to go, and all the helicopters and the little light flights and little aircraft and all the stuff ready to roll to move the Shiite birds out of the government and move them to somewhere, to the secret Valhalla bunker somewhere, you know. Valhalla bunker. Meanwhile, they're going to kill 65 million people. And I doubt whether they're even going to give a warning. Can you imagine they give a warning and they put it up on Times Square? Time to leave now. The tsunami wave at 200 feet high will be here within 3 hours. You know, can you imagine what would then happen? Right? Can you imagine in D.C., when you start to talk to every third mother's cousin's brother who works for the government, they all start to leave? Try to go over those bridges and go into the West Virginia, the Virginia Hills, you know, into the Blue Ridge and what have you? Well, I tell you, it's going to be wild weasel. And if you go in 30, 40, 50 miles with a 100 to 300 foot wave traveling at 500 miles per hour, I mean, that's faster than a top fuel dragster, you know what I'm saying, in the quarter mile, you know? It's like a B-51 Mustang. In the old days, you go about 550, I believe. 500, 600 mile an hour, those little old P-51 Mustangs. Now, the thing is that we're going to have to see what happens. But the propensity, the percentages in terms of probability keep increasing. So now we also, if we have problems with the reservoirs in California, you might fill them up and do pretty good. But then I'm going to tell you, then it starts to loosen stuff. And if you got landslides or mudslides and all kind of stuff and flash flooding, then you can have the opposite effect. And then bingo, then the old dams go. You know, the old earthwater dams might just go. But the same thing's happening on Cumbre Vieja. And as I watched last night at 3 o'clock in the morning and looked at the different stuff, the big energy coming out, some from the Antarctic, some, a lot of it from the Arctic, and it was like it was bracketing the continental United States and North America, bracketing it. And then over farther, it was like stuff going up through Africa, you know, which would then cause problems in the Cumbre. This thing is ready to pop. In America, yes, like Brother Quest said, I call it put a fork in and it's done. It's all over except the fighting. And the last ditch effort for you to stand against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, the enemies of true America. And what's true America? America is the Declaration of Independence. America is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, the freedom of the press, the freedom to redress the grievances of the government. The right to bear arms, protect your family, or to overthrow the government if necessary to change it up, if it's being as the Declaration of Independence says. And then your government will tell you that you're a domestic terrorist if you adhere to the very document that bound this government. Went along trying to abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object. The events of the design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off seats, government, and provide new barriers for their future security. That's why I have a Declaration of Independence. You read that? You go into that Irish bar in Georgetown, in D.C., you go into that Irish bar and John scooped up and got everybody with dirt. You talk about anything about freedom there, they'll ask you to quit eating your cheeseburger and that it's time for you to leave and you better pay up right now. Well, I'm not done with my cheeseburger, as somebody I heard tell them one time. They said, we don't care what you are, you're going to leave right now. All right? What was the offense? Talking about the corruption in government and the talking about the Bill of Rights and all of that, that's not allowed in Washington, D.C. Not unless you're a terrorist, a real terrorist, you're going to try to burn a church down and burn the White House down. Or you're going to attack Ron Paul and his wife and the cops trying to protect them on the street. So I'm going to tell you what, it's going to go wild weasel and you better go, as they used to say in the old Wild West, you better go be a well-heeled lady or gentleman, alright? And if you do not have a firearm, you need to acquire one as soon as possible. If you can't afford one, see if your Uncle Louie or your Grandpa Jimmy or Grandma Santa has got an extra one for you. Because there's a whole lot of grannies out there, cigarette-smoking grannies, spoken in Rockies and families, and they've got the quick draw, and they can take people out. Anybody comes to try to rob them, they're dead ducks. So you might have some grannies like that, the sick grannies, I call them. And I'm going to tell you what, if you can get one from Uncle Joe or whatever, it could be a .22 rifle or a revolver or whatever it is, you got a 12-gauge shotgun, if there was only one to get. You get a 12-gauge pump shotgun that would not have any problems, all right? Put a little bit of the oil on the slide, work it in, and get you some good stuff. And it doesn't make any difference, whatever you can get. It's buckshot, great. Slugs, great. If you can only get the number 2 or number 4 or even number 6 shot, load it up, get it, get enough of it. Because you're going to have to in a situation. When they declare a martial law, or if there's a fire grid goes out, the Cumbra, the AI comes in, knocks out the power plants like that one there in Jersey outside of New York, the nuclear power plant, knocks out a few of the coal fires, and a few other nukes down there, and up and down the line, which means you're going to have a cascading collapse of the power grid all over the United States, just like it was an EMP. And meanwhile, you got the wars, rumors of wars. You got the Russians. They sent 5 Sukhois up in there right into towards Alaska. The Sukhois are bad boy fighter jets. I don't know if our stuff can handle that. TR-3B can handle it, but the Sukhois, generally, when we fight them with our stuff, we fight them because in the past, some of the new MiGs and Sukhois were bought by India from Russia. And when we would go up against them, they took us basically out in those days. That may have been improved during the Trump era, but I don't know. And I'll tell you what. You know, I remember first hearing about the hypersonic they don't want to work, but it's in the open rack. So they don't want to do that because basically the people at the top of the United States government, at the top of the United States military, the top of the United States Intel Agency, the EIEIOs, the top of the big banks, the top of the big corporations, all want to go the new world order. Where do I tell go the new world order? Turn over and they want, oh yes, they want to subjugate you. And what they're going to do is they're going to try to kill you. They want to try to kill 90% of the population, basically, over that many, many times. All right? Don't need to read it again tonight. They want the Georgia Guidestone population all over planet Earth. No more than 500 million, okay? No more than 500 million. And that, they believe, they can solve a lot of that, and then they will herd most of the people into compact cities, lock down, let the mark of the beast, you can't do anything, any little flick or flack or difference from what the deal is, they'll just kill you, all right? All the jobs can be done for the most part by robots, which they're creating. And they're creating with a robot, you know, a demon in the machine, you know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, this government now has left still 400 Americans still stranded in Afghanistan. And you got a blubbering idiot on TV last night. Freedom. I'm going to tell you what, liberty, freedom, these are the things that this country's built on. These are the things that are on the Declaration of Independence. These are the things that are on the Constitution of their rights. You go against those, but you're not an American. You're anti-American. You go against that, you want to murder all the babies with abortion, you want to be out of that, you want to start to put the poison box in everybody, then you're starting to become, you know, a mass killer. That is not of the Lord Jesus, let me tell you. The Lord that let your family go total on, you know, harm in this day and age, when we're going into being, we already are at war. Now you have become war in most of you. Many of you don't know it yet. When I say all of these that Jesus said, all of these are the beginning of sorrows. Earthquakes. You're going to see those start to pop up, I think. After we get the rain, all of the heavy rain and the snow and the faults and the mountains on the West Coast, okay? I look for them to try something in and around New Madrid and do something there. I don't know what they're going to do, but then I think you're also going to see various scenarios where they're going to do some false flag stuff, possibly, in the United States. They still want to take away the guns. This deal that is very interesting, it's a tragedy about the Baldwin shooting. But then again, you see, why is that even a hot gun? Well, single live round of the gun. Well, the fact of the matter is, you don't point a firearm at anybody. And you keep the finger out of the trigger. So then I have to wonder what the real story on that thing is, all right? The real story. And why was that woman singled out? Was she trying to be killed? Was she made a martyr? Was that a blood sacrifice? And you don't just accidentally put a live round in the chamber, okay? You just don't accidentally do it, all right? Somebody knows what they're doing and has put it in there. But on the other hand, you got an idiot pointing a gun at some people and got his finger on the trigger and thinking it's all unloaded. Well, you haven't checked to see if it's loaded, and even if it is unloaded, you still don't point it out unless that's what you intend to do. And you intend to use that to take something down, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time for you to listen to what the Lord Jesus had to tell you here. All right. Then
branch of the kingdom of heaven be like, and then the 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom, and 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry, and behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be none up for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell, and then buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Okay? That's what Lord Jesus said. That's what the bridegroom said. So when I have people say, oh, you don't have to prepare, you don't have to do that. Well, you better get it, because the Lord is telling you right here in Matthew 25, you need to be prepared. The opportunity so that it's just problems on you. I'm going to repeat this one more time. Afterward came the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Okay, listen to the story. You've got to pay attention to what the Lord Jesus has got to say, because the timing is of a different time. We're now at the time of the beginning of Pharaoh. And it's moving into other portions of it that are also identified. Ezekiel 38, 39. Gog and Magog war, and also the land of the unwanted villages. You won't have to take a prey, you see. Now, let me just see here. I've got to get something on my old computer router here, and I've got a report. I need to find this report very quick. Let's see what we got here. I'll find it. Is this a report out of, Missouri? All right. And it's kind of an interesting thing. Maybe it fits in with some stuff. Let me just see here. Poplar Bluff. Nice town if you've ever been there. Cool town in Mark Twain Forest area. Let's see if I can find the one I'm looking for here. Okay. Man, oh man. Too many emails, getting hundreds of them a day. I gotta search through them here. Anyway, in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, I'll just paraphrase what I can remember of it because I can't read it. It was from a good source. The DOD source talking to a guy who I know who's a doctor. Okay. And, medical doctor inside the state of Missouri. And he was told by a DOD source that in Poplar Bluff that there seemed to be a number of different Arabic speakers or types that possibly maybe they're Muslim types out of Afghanistan. I don't know. It's just, hard to know, but speaking in a different language, but they all had credit cards with some kind of a different red stripe or something on them. And, I wish I could find this doggone thing and I'd read it to you directly. I just can't find the stuff. It probably has disappeared, but the thing in the first place, who knows? Let's see. Nope, I don't see it. Anyway, they're talking about what are they doing down there? What's the story? Are they getting ready to do some kind of an operation? That's not all that far from, what you would say would be the,
St. Roberts and that stuff, where you go to the Army base, you know, Fort Leonard over there. Maybe they're from there, maybe not. I don't know. It could be that they are just let loose in this recent thing, or they just came through the southern border. They've all got the special, special credit card. That could be it, too. This is quite interesting. That email has, like, disappeared here. No, there it is right there. Okay. Do you have any problems with the you notice dozens and dozens of military-aged men roaming the streets in this town. On foot, no vehicles speaking both Farsi and Arabic. Maybe they are from the Middle East. Lots of them in Walmart making large purchases. Several of them we saw on the same type of credit card, blue with red stripes. So, zero women or children, and it started today. Zero dropping these people off in God knows how many cities and states across the one state republic. Wanting the information to get out as soon as possible. Thank you, Doc. And, let me tell you what, maybe the people that are training are going to train over to your show. You can just slide across the state and go to take a look at Poplar Bluff. And maybe if you're in Poplar Bluff, then I do like that town. It's kind of cool that maybe you're out of the school of the store on the 4-lane strip. But anyway, let me know. Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com, radioop777 at hotmail.com. So if you're in Poplar Bluff and you're seeing any of these jokers, let me know, okay? Let me know, because I tell you, this information is going to be key at a certain point in time. There's not going to be anyone that take out all the phone systems, the fire, the whole nine yards. You might have the satellite stuff up for a while, as long as the satellites are up. And who knows in terms of that, you know, how long they will be. So, now I also want to say this, something I thought about late last night, but I see today. I said, well, what happens when you're going to have, like, big waves in the Pacific and you got, 100 or more container ships outside the thing, plus 68 in or whatever. You got all these hundreds of ships out there loaded to bring containers. Well, off the coast of Washington State, a vessel lost 40 shipping containers right into the drink because of rough seas. And you just kind of wonder what's in them, you know? Could be the exact pharmaceutical or medication that you need. That you don't know it, but your pharmacies are already out of it, and the hospitals don't have any more of it, okay? You need to go ahead and be your own supply, Sergeant, your own supply store. You're going to have to be your general store on the old-time days where you've got a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a whole lot of the other. And you need to go ahead and do all kind of little things that incrementally provide food for yourself, your family, to provide clean drinking water for your family, and also to bathe. So you're going to have to store water, because the water sources, if they were to be irradiated, you got to get rid of that. But if you got water stored, you've got to leg up on that stuff until the radiation would dissipate some, and you can then use a Berkey. If you do not have the Berkey filtration systems or another good one that has, like, the black Berkey filters in it that takes out viruses, bacteria, parasites, and chemicals, and that black Berkey will take out about 99% of the chemicals. And then there's other filters you can add on that will take out the MBTEs and all of that kind of stuff, too. So consequently, if you do not have that, if you're not storing water in and over and above that, or if you do not have a way to go down to the stream or the creek or the pond and get water and filter it, which means extra filters, you might get one of those Berkeys. The filters might last for 10,000 gallon or something like that. I don't know. You'd have to check the actual filters. because they'll vary somewhat. But I'm going to tell you, you never get a double or triple set of them. Because this stuff could go on for quite some time. And the Lord Jesus said, if the time were not shortened for the elect, then there would no flesh would be saved. That means a whole lot of people are going to die. Jesus is telling you that, but for the elect's sake, it will be shortened. But that doesn't mean that nobody dies. There's going to be a lot of people die. But the trick is to have your relationship with the Lord Jesus. Have him as your personal savior, and if you were to die, then you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. You win in the end, but in the meantime, you're going to have to go through it. Brother Quayle said the other day in his QPOS 2.0, and if you're not signed up to that, you ought to obtain that. Go to stevequayle.com, click on the banner. At the same time, you could get some of the books that Brother Quayle has so you can explain to your children, your grandchildren, and neighbors and all this stuff why all this stuff is happening and how it's happening and how the fallen angels are coming back and all the different things. And you can read the Bible. I like to get a red letter edition with the big print. Big print. Because the print's so small today, you can't even read a want ad because you can't, there's nothing in the print you can even read. Even with the big magnifying glass, all right? So yes, you gotta get all the things you need. You gotta get all of the stuff prepared. And yes, K-Man says you can use bleach. I don't normally give that out because, then some people will pour a whole gallon in. But some number of drops of bleach, you do the research, you can purify a gallon of water. But the fact of the matter is that you've got to have the bleach, and you've got to have the container to do it. But the better thing to have is something that will take out viruses, bacteria, parasites, and chemicals. The bleach is just another chemical. So I'm trying to preclude that, although it will work for drinking water or what have you. Now, the fact is, I prefer to have the actual filtration system. And some people have the smaller ones and whatever. Do whatever you can. You can always boil the water in a container. But that presumes that you've got a pot to boil it in. So the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, is that the time to prepare is now. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to go in any history and ask out a fight. You're going to get stood up here pretty quick. And I'm going to tell you, you're starting to see. You see General Electric, the hundreds and hundreds of people walking out of Schenectady, New York plant. They're telling General Electric you got to be vaxxed to work there. Well, I'm going to tell you what, pretty soon there ain't going to be nobody making anything in the General Electric plants. You ain't going to have any of the cops. You ain't going to have 300,000 people in the military. That would be the key thing right there. Anybody who just got cashiered out of the military, I think you got to go to Pop or Bluff and go talk to Boss Hogg down there and tell him, hey, put me to work and I'll keep this riprap and trash and the blue and red stripe credit cards that got dumped off. I'll keep them out of here. Or have them towing the line of exactly what people like to have towed the line in and pop your butt. And it ain't a racism thing. It's an American thing because I'll tell you, how's it going to help an African-American American? How's it going to help a Hispanic American? How's it going to help a Native American? How's it going to help the poor mountain jack of hillbilly, how's it going to help them get a job when you bring in all these other people to get the jobs? 1.7 million people just walked up to the border under Rich China Joe Biden. Allegedly took $1.45 billion from the Chinese, don't you know? Through Hunter Butter, the hunter, okay? And they're letting them walk right across. Whatever happened to ride fast, shoot straight, and protect the border, Whatever happened to the old Texas Rangers, all right?
I will say one thing about the Chicago cops, which is interesting. Indiana said, for any of the Chicago cops, you're not vaccinated, not a problem. Come over here to Indiana and we'll hire you. So if you're up in Chicago, and I used to know some Chicago cops in the old days, different ones and types, from detectives to sergeants and what have you. State troopers, but you better go if you don't want to get the killer vexed up with the Hydra vulgaris. Hydra vulgaris. Look it up. You don't want to see that. You don't want to see the other nanotube technologies and stuff that are being framed in there in like a coral, like matrix, okay? Trapping the red blood cells, which are then going like a bunch of gumdrops that were in the counter at the show in the old days too long. And they were all stuck together in the box and too hard, okay? That's what they're doing to your red blood cells. I also found out today that apparently from the mothers that have been vaxxed, there's a lot of babies dying apparently within a few days of some kind of a hemorrhaging in the lungs or in the, you know, in their bodies. And it's because mama got the vaccine to protect the children, right? So, what are you going to do? You got 40 shipping containers floating out there in the drink. And I'm going to tell you something else. You got hundreds and hundreds of ships of them out there. And what would happen if there was just one Kerpop and one Chinese bomb or one Russian Tsar bomb that goes kaboop and creates a little tidal wave there on the West Coast and dumps all them shipping containers into the drink and the entire supply of most everything in the United States is floating in the deal and getting wet and are sinking to the bottom? So you need to buy right now this weekend. You need to get food. If you can get long-term storage food, then get it. And then don't automatically go online and try to do this. How long do you think if Coon Brave, it goes, you think the trucks are going to get here next week if Coon Brave blew on the weekend? And I'm not saying it will, but it could. The shelf could pop off. Too much lava, too much rain, then greasing up the faucet. 110 quakes. Now the quakes are getting more severe and steam's coming out the other end of the island. That means the lava tubes are going all the way through. That means the island's being cleaved. Being cleaved, you see. Probably right along that line of the fault there that goes right along that ridge just to the west of the Cumbrae. And then, oh, they could just really nail that with some thumper devices quick. Could nail it with thumper devices real pronto quick and pop it in a heartbeat. And then Joe Biden, if he's in the Valhalla bunker, they could still meet up there at, Kirkenwall or somewhere in Scotland, all right? Kirkenwall, where the Kirkenwall scroll was done, you know, and the Scottish Rite was created. They can still meet up in there. They can have their climate change conference. They can say, see, America just lost 65 million people. We've gone to martial law, and there's more problems yet. There's clashes and fighting all over, and there's famine, and there's all this kind of stuff. And it's all the fault of them unvaxxed people, them unvaccine people, and the people that fought the climate change. All right? And maybe then Joe says, well, we could use the Red Chinese to come in and help us through the United Nations. We could have Russians and Red Chinese come in. And, oh, looks like we've already got some Spetsnaz here. Oh, looks like we got a whole lot of extras at the Chinese restaurants. Oh, or maybe some of them ones lagered up there in Canada can just come on down. All right. So I'm going to tell you what. You're going to have to stand and deliver. You know, you're going to have to stand up and stand in the gap. But don't throw yourself away. You can be smart. And what's going to come, you're going to see several things. You're going to see warlordism. You're going to see warlordism and gangs and different stuff, biker gangs. So
some of the most organized people are the street gangs in America, you see. I read to you a lot of times right out of the book Civil War II by Thomas W. Chittum. Civil War II, TWO, The Coming Breakup of America. I read to you the various things, the steps of the Civil War. And we're heading into, more of a guerrilla warfare pace. And you'd better have some kind of a training or what have you. But you better have a firearm, and you better be able to put fire down range if somebody comes to take your place, your house, to grab your children, to grab your spouse. And women that could be coming to get your husband with the way things are these days. So you got to not let them do it. You got to not let them do it. And if you're out there and you got a big old truck, put some armor up on the front or put some kind of a rig to where you can drop it over the top, hold it on, all right? You got a box truck, maybe you put something where you slip it in, you armor the inside of the box truck, all right? And you put some ports out there to look out the side and do what you need to do. You put a cow catcher on the front, you rev them up, you roll them ready to go. All I know is that the time for cutting is about here. And for the police, particularly the good sheriffs, the good eye sheriffs and deputies, I'll tell you what, you better stick with the people. And you better support the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and not let the feds run roughshod over everybody and the dog. And let me tell you something. Down there in Missouri, down in OSHA area in Newton County, the sheriff knows who the federal agents are. Maybe that's why there was too many of them signed up. They decided to cancel it, okay? Because somebody told me, that's the first thing that's going to happen is all the feds will sign up. And they'll be looking for this one, that one, and the other one. And then also maybe there's going to be a false flag and blame it on them Christian patriots, you know. Them old Christian patriots and them old Christian veterans, and particularly the disabled American veterans, you know. Those guys are terrible, you know. They're the ones that take the money away from the illegal aliens they're going to give all the money to for their health care, all right? You got to give it to the Afghanis. And then I'm going to tell you, you're going to see Afghans, the ones that came over, maybe they're the ISIS. Maybe they're the ones that were speaking Farsi down there or something, in Poplar Bluff. Or maybe it was Pashto or something else and people thought it was Farsi. Or maybe they were Arabic speakers or Farsi speakers that had gone on up into fight in Afghanistan with the Taliban and the ISIS and the ISIS-K and the Khorasan Rum. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but all I do know is that at your perimeter, and that you better start designating that somebody kind of stays up later to watch the front and the back of the house, you know? And, the ring doorbells, all that stuff, that's great for the police and the feds, because they're watching all of your efforts, too. But if you got a big old barking dog or two, that's good. You got your own private, security that don't link up with everybody else's in the neighborhood and then allow everybody to view it. Just have your own stuff. But the best thing is that somebody can take the night shift, you know, or start to take a portion of the night shift, and then somebody who's an early riser takes another portion by getting up an hour earlier or something like that. And that is the key to this thing. You need to start paying attention. You need to make sure all your doors are locked and all your stuff, and leave telltales. Leave telltales like old James Bond used to pull one of his hairs out and put it on the door. Well, that's okay, but that door hair thing ain't going to work all that great. But you can put a little bit of tape on the bottom of a door, which most of the idiots will not see when they open it. You can also have secret cameras that operate only on voice or movement or what have you. Now, they can detect them if they've got a snipper coming in, but a lot of them, black bagging, ain't going to have a snipper, all right? So whoever it is, you got to be able to see it. You got to be able to know it. And the fact of the matter is that the better off to be, if you can, somebody's got to be late at night ready to throw down and draw down, all right? Somebody's got to be there at 4:30, oh, dark 30 when they come, or 5:30 or whatever for the dawn raid. You know what I mean? When you hear the bikers come down the street, maybe that's not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? If you can get to Hillbilly Road and get you a place out there, then by all means do it. And if you can get there quick, that's okay. You still got to live in town to work. You got to do the best you can. If you can find some kind of work that's out closer to your bug out, then by all means do that. Everybody can't do that. And I'm not saying they should or could or would. And I'm going to tell you, it's better sometimes to stay put than to run, all right? If you're running at the last minute and you don't have your supplies where you're going, then you better have a pretty good filled-up house load on your back with a fighting load, too. I'm talking about the backpacks. There may be a time to run, but there's also a time to step into the breach and say, you know, I fight on behalf of the Lord Jesus against the evil that's coming to me on this planet. And I'm going to stand in the gap, and I'm going to go right straight at them. I'm not going to back down. I'm going to take them out and put them and cast them by the side of the road. And I'm going to fight under the power of the blood of Jesus, all right? And protect my home, my family. Protect the Lord's people where I can. You want to keep on hawking there, and I hope you do. Because I'll tell you, it's there's need and there's want. And the best thing I can tell you is I hope you do want to keep me up. Could be Federal Reserve notes. A little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever it is, silver quarter, silver dime, silver dollar, whatever it might be, 10th ounce gold, whatever it is. Check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And whoever keeps sending the one person to ring my doorbell in the afternoon, I know who the person you're sending is, and I don't open that door. So just to let you know, you ain't getting an even shot at me from across the road or wherever, or a trickery into something else. So fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to go in a Luciferian night without a fight. You want to stand for the Lord Jesus. You want to stand for your family. This country is about done, and you need to get. And if you can do nothing else, and you got $10, then go get 2 cans or 3 cans of chunky soup. All right, start out. If you got more time, and the coming week you got an extra $5 or $10. Then get another can or two of it, Progresso, chunky, with the water already in the can, where you got the meat, potatoes, and the vegetables, and you got it ready to roll. Cans of tuna. Cans of chicken breast. Cans of Dinty Moore stew. Cans of Spam, all right? Whatever it is you can get, put another one back, get an extra one or two every time you go to the grocery. If you've got some kind of a way to keep up your refrigeration and your freezers, and I'm saying if you had one of them small portable, they're mostly portable, the small Harbor Freight solar array deals where you could connect them up to a battery or two of the, you know, the type of the RV or marine type batteries, all right, and then run the cords. For about $189, you can get a 100-watt Harbor Freight deal with the connectors and a couple of couple of small 25 or 12 volt light bulbs, which would give you light. And you can charge a battery in a day with that thing under the sun, all right? If you've also got an inverter where you can plug it in and charge that inverter up, one of those 3-in-1 or 4-in-1 battery charger things that got the lights and all that stuff, they've got batteries in them. You get an extra another battery or two, you charge all them up, and then you can use that and run it to the inverter, keep it fresh and going. And then you plug into that, and then you can save any generator fuel for another time, because the fuel is getting to be $6, $7 a gallon in California, $5 a gallon in New York City, in that area. You're seeing it go up, up, up everywhere, around 3, 3 and a quarter, 3 and a half, and a lot of other places. And that's going to keep going. In Norway, it's $12 a gallon. So you'd better get ready to get with it and to keep your pedal to the metal on any kind of preparation. Well, Rock, I've got a pistol. Well, that's good. Well, how many rounds of ammunition you got for it? Well, I got a box. I got about 20 shells, okay? Well, you better get another box, you know, or a jumbo pack, whatever, of something. If you got a 12-gauge pump, or, you know, whatever 12-gauge, that's fine and probably as good as anything. See if you can pick up some slugs. And ammo is still not all that plentiful, but it's more plentiful than it was. You got rifles? Great. Nothing else. I do always see the old 30-06 hunting rifle ammunition. I do see that available. Where sometimes the 308 or the 338 Lapuas aren't, all right? But if you get a scope and you put it on a 30-06 or any kind of a deer rifle, there ain't nothing wrong with that. That means you can be eating supper. You can see them out there with the optics a long way up. You just drop them out by the, you know, two-lane road outside the perimeter of the mailbox and just let them lie, and then you can go back to eating your elk steak, you know what I'm saying, with a little barbecue sauce on it. Don't go into there loose berry knife, not a bite. Get out there and prepare tonight. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology, your TR-3Bs, your spacecraft to strike blows against the true enemies of the Lord Jesus and of this country. Make them quiver. Make them quake. And I will tell you what, Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPool, your dead-eyed dick with the 338. Squeeze it, Mickey. Road and track, God bless you. And for old daddy, y'all be careful up there. Here coming up before too long, another week or so, I believe. Wherever you're going. And may Lord Jesus protect you all against all evil. May it provide you medical miracles if you need them, and may you go out and have a superabundance to provide the things you need or want to survive until the end, so that we can see Lord Jesus when he comes in his glory and cleans the clock on these suckers we've been holding the line against. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you, and keep an eye on the coon brae. Good night.